And we do have some local news. And by the way, I'll remind everybody that this is a potentially historic day in our listing area because today at 4 o'clock our time, 5 o'clock New York City time, the final tender offer expires for the acquisition of Baldor by ABB, and a company that's a local icon and a great corporate citizen, a great employer, will become a Swiss-owned, a subsidiary of a Swiss-owned company. So that happens today. But on the local front, one of the earnings we got late yesterday afternoon after the market closed was Bank of the Ozarks. Of course, they're headquartered in Little Rock, but they have locations all around our area. Incredible numbers. They reported not only record earnings for 2010, but this is 10 consecutive years of record net income, which is a pretty impressive string. During 2010, they were assisted by four FDIC-assisted acquisitions that they made. They bought four banks that the FDIC closed down. Those four banks contributed a total of $19 million of net income to the $64 million total that they earned last year. And that may sound like the government's just giving away money, but these things don't always work out when it's an FDIC-assisted bank acquisition. In fact, another publicly traded Arkansas company, which is Home Bank Shares, which is headquartered in Conway, they're the parent company of Centennial Bank. They bought a couple of FDIC-assisted banks last year also, and at least so far hasn't turned out quite the same way because back earlier this month, Home Bank Shares revealed that they were going to take a $25.2 million charge against some of the loans that they acquired in that those FDIC-assisted acquisitions. A lot of big companies reporting earnings today. One of the ones that will be most interesting to watch next quarter is Verizon, because Verizon, of course, we know is going to be you can now use you can get your iPhone, and you can use either AT&T or Verizon, so they'll be launching the Apple iPhone next quarter. But this quarter, the quarter before that, they reported different disappointing earnings. They missed the Wall Street estimates both on earnings and on revenue. But Verizon Wireless, which is actually a joint venture with Vodafone, the large British telephone company, had huge numbers, added 872,000 contract customers in the quarter, which was up significantly from the projection of 646,000. But we'll see what they do next quarter when they've been selling the iPhone. Texas Instruments reports earnings that were above what the Wall Street was expecting, and their sales were up from $3 billion to $3.53 billion. DuPont, this is kind of an interesting story because they sell all kinds of things, but one of the areas they pointed to growth was sale of automobile parts, including paint and plastics. One of the things that they sell is they sell titanium dioxide paint to car manufacturers, with Ford and others being their largest customers. They saw a huge jump in their profits, and they actually beat the street, and they raised their guidance for the rest of the year. But they did say this, and we keep talking about this over and over again, Bill. They pointed to rising raw material costs, and that's a constant theme that we keep talking about. American Express reported disappointing earnings, but if you read through the story, one of the interesting, encouraging things there is they show continued improvement in credit quality. They're not losing, they're not having to add as much money to their losses or reserves for bad debts. 3M had good numbers. Johnson & Johnson did not. So it's kind of a mixed bag. But overall, things are looking better, but companies keep talking about how inflation is creeping into their raw material costs.